All right, Jason Sigler here. We are at Web Comics Weekend again, and we have found the creators of Kitty Hawk. Now, I'm talking here to Braden Lamb and Ben LeBate, and I think I'm just going to talk to both of them so you can figure out which one of their voices. This is Braden.
Hi, how's it going?
And this is Ben.
Hi, everybody.
All right, so keep that straight in your mind. And you might remember we did a quick review of Kitty Hawk a little while back, and I'm stoked to actually find them here showing off the strip. And from what I see, it really has come along very far in a very short time. So just tell us a little about the strip and, you know, creative process, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, it's a pulp adventure type of webcomic with a little bit of personal drama thrown in to help flesh it out a little bit. There are also air pirates, and looking forward to some giant bees in the near future.
Wow. Now I've got to read. And so do you. And Ben, anything you want to say about... You're the artist on the strip, so...
Actually, Ray's the artist. I'm the writer.
I knew I was going to get that wrong. We're not going to record again. We go forward. The writer. What do you think about the writing?
I think we got a lot of interesting things coming up. We're just finishing the second chapter in a couple of weeks, and I realized that the second chapter's sort of been one very long scene. So I think coming up, I'm going to try to chop things up a bit more. We're going to be seeing some interesting ancient artifacts type things and starting to see some weird creatures, I think, over the next couple of months. We're also messing with the format a bit, so we're gonna try playing with that, a little more flexibility.
All right, yeah, I was actually going to ask about that. Now, do you know when you might have a collected edition maybe ready?
We're going to have something for San Diego. That'll include the first two chapters and the Sting of Defeat, a little mini comic that's been making the rounds at some of the conventions.
Cool, yeah, because it's a strip I definitely enjoy with my RSS feed, which is how I read it, but it's definitely what I want in comic book format, so I can keep it on my shelf and like go back to it and read it that way. But you guys have a quality strip, and I'm really excited to meet you guys, and thanks for talking to us.
Great, thank you very much.
Thanks.